This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. College applications are due around now. Students are on edge. Parents are anxious. And if you have it in your heart to do this, spare a thought for college admissions officers who are under enormous pressure to fill enough spots with the right students. That's especially true at small colleges that depend on each and every tuition dollar. A short visit now with Brigid Lawler, Dean of Admissions at Marlborough, a college in Vermont, where enrollment has been falling.
There's probably not a day that goes by that I don't feel like I'm carrying the survival of the college on my shoulders. Every school is looking for that very limited commodity, which is, you know, that incoming class, albeit freshman or transfer. And it's become a show, sort of, right? Go to a recruitment event. Everybody's like jazz hands and razzle dazzle. And it's challenging because how do you convince somebody when they're 18, that coming to a school that's never going to have more than 300 people, that's on a hill in the middle of Vermont, rural Vermont, is going to be an amazing experience. I know that the majority of schools out there are encouraging people to apply, knowing full well that they're not going to admit them. I would discourage a student who I don't think is a good fit from applying, and have. What has been disturbing for me is this dehumanization of the admissions process. They're young adults. This is one of the biggest decisions they will make in their lives. It will affect where they live, what kind of job they get, who their partners are or not. You can do all sorts of tricks to bring in as many people. But if they don't stay and they don't have a great experience and they're just turning over, I think you're missing the boat. It's troubling to think that there'll be this great shakeout and that there'll be some schools that don't survive. You can't think about that. You have to stay focused on your school, your school's mission. I mean, if you start to think like that, then it's time to go find another job, right? Because if you feel that way, how are you possibly going to convince people that it's worth them coming to your school?
Dean Lawler at Marlborough College. Education correspondent Amy Scott produced that for us. That's only one piece of Amy's reporting on higher ed through the prism of that college there. Marketplace.org has more.